Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
From a 2 a.m. finish to well before midnight, all because of that rain. Welcome to TC Live at the Miami Open, our post-game show to get you caught up on all the big stories and highlights. We are presented all tournament by our friends at Conrad Hotels and Resorts. Heavy rains, as you can see, forcing a couple of quarterfinal cancellations. Taylor Fritz, Carlos Alcaraz, and Petra Kvitova, Ekaterina Alexandrova, both moved to Thursday now. It's going to be a big Thursday on Tennis Channel at the Miami Open as we welcome you to right now a dry Santa Monica, California. But believe me, it was raining this morning in L.A. It's raining everywhere.
In your house.
In my house as well. We won't talk about that. Steve Weissman, Paul Anacone, Chanda Rubin. The rain's the worst, Chanda.
It is the worst, and especially if you're in bed all snuggled up and warm. But for these players, it's equally as bad, having to wait around all day long, stops and starts, long rain delays. And for the players that actually got their matches done, they're feeling pretty good if they won.
That's right.
Yeah.
And look, it's a lot of juggling. Luckily for the players that didn't get to play, it's not that late, right? They're not there until midnight. They found out early, so they get to go out to have dinner and figure out what they're going to do tomorrow. And right now, our friend James Blake is going, okay, let's see, where do we put, let's put the square peg in the round hole and make it all work. But the good news is, we got a great Thursday of tennis, no matter what happens with the schedule.
It's going to be a big Thursday, big Thursday. We did get in some tennis, though, on Wednesday. Let's show you the highlights. Former finalist Jannik Sinner facing Emil Ruusuvuori for the third time, Paul, in Miami, going for the hat trick against the Finn.
Yeah, look, these guys have similar styles, big power groundies, and that was a break point save, and that was the only one that Ruusuvuori had for the entire match. Big offense from Sinner. He continues his confidence. Last week in Indian Wells, we saw what level he's playing at. It is through the roof right now. He's hitting the forehand huge. Our friend Jim Courier has told us all about the increase of his serve speed, guys. First and second serves, more accurate, more pace. And the ground strokes were just deadly today. Just swinging freely, getting into neutral points, finding times to change direction, and then getting a few unforced errors here at the beginning of the second set. Ruusuvuori a little bit demoralized by the start of the match. And if he wasn't demoralized enough, Sinner said, let me just hit a few more winners. And then the rain gods joined the tournament and said, guys, go off for a while, then come back. And let's see where we finish up. Well, that delay didn't have any hindrance to Sinner. Came right back out, started where he was, and finished in the nick of time. Because guess what?
More rain.
Rained again.
Sinner has won all eight sets in Miami. Let's go inside the press room with him.
Never easy to play against him. I think we both have a little bit similar play style. No? I think today I just won the important points, especially in the first set. And so I'm very happy about my level today. Still was not easy after the rain was a little bit different, the condition, but I think I adapted myself very well.
Different condition, same result for Jannik Sinner. He is the only man so far into the semifinals in Miami. He's 12-2 in Miami, 20-4 on the season, Chanda. What did you see from Jannik Sinner in this match?
He just hit the ball so confidently from the beginning, and against a player in Ruusuvuori who can hit the ball as big, he just didn't have the consistency, and that's been so impressive with Sinner. That confidence, that consistency, he understands how to play in these different areas of the court, and so he doesn't have to be all or nothing from the baseline, but he is hitting it huge, and it's been fun to watch.
It's amazing to watch his confidence grow. I mean, I think he's had a bunch of great coaches in the past, a long time ago, up until about a little over a year ago. Ricardo Piatti kind of helped put the foundation together. And now Darren Cahill's joined the team. And I think that joining that team and adding some experience from Darren Cahill about how to get from one level to the next has helped. And this young man has great buy-in. You know, he believes in what they're doing. He's got great weapons, a huge forehand, works incredibly hard. He's a tall, lanky kid, but, boy, he's looking good around the net, doing a lot more with the backhand, yeah. able to change direction. He is going to be a nightmare for a lot of players on the men's tour.
Listen, he's very mature as well for somebody his age and really has all the tools. We're waiting for him to take that next step. Win a major, get to a major final, something like that. In Miami, though, is the place he's been to a final before, Chanda. 12-2, I mentioned that. Why are these courts so good for him?
You know, I think, you know, the speed is just quick enough where his ball jumps off the court even more. You know, he moves well. He has the ability to transition. And I think that also is helpful when you're playing on a quicker court. And when you talk about the game, rounding into form, the confidence, the consistency, I mean, that's big when you are hitting the ball as huge as he is hitting it. He's got all the different components and that little extra speed as well as the fitness. I mean, he's mm-hmm. you can see it in his body that he's, you know, done the work. And that extra fitness comes into play as well in these humid conditions. So I just think he feels very comfortable here in these Miami conditions. Not here, but there.
Not here, but there, Paul.
Here, there, and everywhere he feels comfortable these days. I'll tell you what, and he's taking all those professionalism boxes, Chandy. He's looking stronger. He's looking fitter. He's getting better in the areas that he hasn't been so strong at in the past. And guess what now, guys? He gets a day off.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to sit and watch Carlos and Taylor battle it out, and he gets to sit there with his feet up and his hand in the popcorn and just take some notes as things are going on. So that's, I think at this stage, that's a good thing. He's very young. Fatigue shouldn't be an issue. He has been just busting it through the draw. He's been crushing everybody. But it'll be nice to have a day off, take a breather, take a few notes, chat with your coaches about what to expect, and just get ready for the semis.
Hang on South Beach. Hopefully it's not raining.
See, that's where you would go.
Well, yeah.
You'd go right to Steve would go right to South Beach, right, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. Get some good food. Hit up Dave Grutman, one of his fine establishments,
there you go.
Know?
Yeah. What would you, would it be Speedo and tank top? Would it be three-piece suit, vest?
Depends on the weather.
Okay.
You know, depends on the establishment and the weather.
And then we could rely on Chanda where to go have dinner, right? You tell us the best wine places.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
If you like,
situation,
how about
guys?
Sending us to Miami and we'll have a great time. Listen, the ladies play today as well. Arena Sabalenka looking to reach her fourth semifinal of the year, playing Sorana Cristea, Chanda,
okay,
who hasn't been to the final four of a 1,000 level event in 10 years.
Yeah, and it was an extremely good day for Cristea, not so good for Sabalenka. The frustration there because the double phone started coming back into play in some big moments, and Cristea was able to take advantage of it. She is a really good veteran player who has a good backhand. She has a good return, Cristea does. And it's hard to hit the ball through her, and that's what Sabalenka tried to do. She made more errors. There, another double fault on a game point, and those were the double faults that really hurt her, and it eroded her confidence, and shots like that one just couldn't get them to fall. Had opportunities to get the break back, to get even in that second set, but Cristea, so impressive the way she held her nerve and held her belief in her game and comes through big in straight sets.
16 winners, 9 unforced errors, biggest win by ranking of her career. That earns you a place at our desk with Prakash.
You took on one of the absolute hottest players on the tour, and now you're in the semis here in a 1,000. You must feel ecstatic.
Definitely, and I feel ecstatic mostly for the work that I've been doing lately, because I really worked very, very hard since October, since I started with Thomas Johansson, and it's been plenty of work on the court, off the court, and everything that we are working on, it's working, and I'm very happy about this result.
She should be. She's into the semifinals. We'll await the winner of Kvitova Alexandrova. Rybakina, Pegula already in the final four. A fantastic situation going on the women's side in Miami. And for Cristea, hasn't dropped a set. At Sabalenka to a list that includes Caroline Garcia. Made the quarterfinals in Indian Wells as well. Turning the Sunshine double, Paul, into the Serrano double. What stood out to you?
Yeah, it's really impressive. Look, she played great tennis today. And I think Sabalenka may be a little bit fatigued mentally just from everything that's been going on. She's playing great tennis. And, Chanda, you and I were talking about it. Perhaps it's also that power player, right? When you're a little bit off, the margins are narrower and you can get a little bit negative. We saw her throwing a couple doubles on game point. But, look, she's playing great tennis, is Sabalenka. But for Cristea, it's just a great win. I'm really interested looking back at that draw, guys. What do they do now? There's three out of four people in the semis. Are they going to make someone play twice to keep the schedule going? As there's, I hope not. I hope that they have to push the finals back so everyone just plays one match per day, because based on what that draw showed us, there's supposed to be matches tomorrow that can't be played.
Somebody might be very upset at James Blake.
No, no, yeah, well, that would be a first.
That would be a first.
No, I get mad at him on the golf course when he doesn't give me enough strokes. But that's a different story for a different time.
Different topic. Okay. Yeah.
Paul mentioned on the important points, three of the six double faults for Sabalenka came on break points. We saw a little bit in Indian Wells as well. Is that creeping back into the mix for her?
Well, I think that's probably the most concerning part about what we saw in her play and the double faults. It seemed like she had gotten that under control and, you know, mentally just had the right mindset, made a few tweaks, and just felt more confident with that shot. The fact that it came into play on such important points is a whole nother kind of problem for Sabalenka. But, you know, the fact is she does have a big game. She's going to make a certain amount of errors, and we saw that even when she was playing consistently at the top. I think our expectations have been a little bit higher because she's been so consistent and so much better in that department. But sometimes you have off days, and Kirsteia, she is a tough competitor. And if you are a little bit off and she's on, she can win some of those big matches.
Yeah, it's a new landscape for her, right? I mean, look, expectations, to me, expectations are a four-letter word for athletes. You want to get rid of expectations. And she's got some new ones, which leads to frustration because the expectation is greatness. You know, after what she did in Australia, now she expects and feels like greatness should always be there. We saw it today. We see it with the racket kind of slamming on the ground there. She's got to get back to just kind of simplistic positivity. Give herself a little bit of leeway. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be perfect all the time, and that's fine. We talked about the double faults, but that can be easily corrected. She did it well enough to win the Australian Open title, so I'm not worried about that. Bigger targets now, simplistic mindset, and most of all, give yourself a little bit of a breath of fresh air about not having to be perfect all the time. You're good enough to win when you're not perfect, and just keep marching along.
Yeah, that's something she told us at Indian Wells, just being kinder to herself, more
Absolutely.
Positive on the court. So hopefully we see that going forward. Still a quarterfinal showing from Aryna Sabalenka in Miami. Much more still to come. Chant has got her FanDuel pick of the day. Hint, it didn't come through today because it didn't even happen. And later, Bianca Andreescu gives us specific details about the injury she suffered earlier this week. Find out when BB will be back on court.
TC Live at the Miami Open is presented by Conrad Hotels and Resorts. Discover ConradHotels.com.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Chanda Paul Steve back on TC Live next week. We're getting close. Tennis Channel's Road to Roland Garros kicking off with the women hitting the green clay in South Carolina. Don't miss a loaded WTA field at the Credit One Charleston Open. Exclusive live coverage. First ball through the finals beginning Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern. Can't wait to see Bob and Eleanor. For a look at the forecast on Thursday in Miami, it's an important one. Here's Fox Weather.
Hi there, tennis fans. I'm Fox Weather's Brita Merwin, and here's a look at tomorrow's Miami Open forecast. It's going to be warm and muggy for our tennis pros, maybe a spot shower as well. Now, don't forget, you can always download the Fox Weather app or stream Fox Weather from your favorite connected TV device.
Two straight days, Paul. Brita has failed us.
I reject that forecast.
Yeah, throw that out. Please, no Ooh. More rain.
Ooh.
All right, FanDuel match preview. Big Banks, Daniil Medvedev. You can win a lot of money on Big Banks. What do you think, Paul?
Look, I think it's a huge mountain to climb for Banks. But look, this has been a magical run for him. A lot of great weapons. I want to see him come forward a lot. Want to see him approach up the middle, serve and volley. Maybe bring in Medvedev some. This should be. Look, he's playing with the house money. Yeah. It's got to go down swinging. Keep doing what you're doing. It has been a great run. And, Steve, you read all that for us real quick.
Okay. Right now, FanDuel giving all new users 10 times your first bet and bonus bets up to $200. Win or lose, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start making every moment more.
Woo! Woo! Chanda, positive. Look at that, positive.
You're winning, and it was a draw today. You didn't win, you didn't lose. You're just carrying that over to Thursday.
I'm going to carry it over. I'm still going to pick Kvitova over Alexandrova, but they've had a day to cool their heels, so will that change anything?
You could have changed your mind, I guess.
I guess.
Can I get an emoji?
Chanda wants a new emoji.
An avatar. Sorry.
An avatar.
Yeah, can I get one of those, please?
A new avatar.
Yeah. I need more of a top lip.
Huh?
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoever, I don't know who makes that.
I have a top lip. My avatar does it.
All right, Chanda, who is your extra pick of the day?
I'm going to go with Karen Khachanov over Cyrundalo. I think he's been playing lights out tennis, hitting the ball big. I think the styles that will match up for Khachanov. Cyrundalo, though, he has pulled some surprises up to this point, so you never know, but I'm going to stick with Khachanov.
Right. Kvitova and Khachanov. Chanda could go 2-0.
Double-double tomorrow.
Or I could go 0-2.
No, double-double, positive.
Yeah. In betting terms, parlay.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
But in a parlay, you have to get both to win it all, right?
Oh,
so
like, okay.
You can't just get one. I don't know, Huska, if we're doing that, actually. Because a parlay, you got to win both to win it. So.
Oh, man, you're just adding some
a lot of stress.
Technicalities to this. Yeah.
Two individual bets is what I'm hearing right now.
My palms are sweating.
But you know what? If you get them both, we will parlay it, and you'll get extra Chanda bucks. I'm going to say that right now. I said it on TV, so it's going to happen. When we come back, U.S. Davis Cup team under new leadership, it is that man, Bob Bryan, the captain. We'll talk to him about the new gig. Back on TC Live, a reminder, rain canceling a couple of matches on Wednesday. Two quarterfinals, Kvitova, Alexandrova, and that big one between Taylor Fritz and Carlos Alcaraz, both to be played on Thursday. In addition to these matches, Chris Eubanks, first quarterfinal of the Masters 1000. If he beats Daniil Medvedev, he gets up to 60 in the world. Khachanov, Cyrundalo, Rybakina, and Pegula. We did get in some doubles today, including Wesley Kulhoff, Neil Skupski taking on Santiago Gonzalez and Edward Roger Vasselin, Paul.
And this was a battle with these guys. A lot of movement, a lot of covering the middle. Four very accomplished doubles players, and it went down to the wire with these gents. First set to Kulhoff and Skupski. Second set here. Look at that at 30-40. How about that for a little hustle? That looks a lot like Chanda Rubin around the net post at the winner, and then just keep it rolling. 5-4 in the tiebreak, again down the line. And that man right there has had some great results. Edward Vasselin has done such a great job. Again, crossing here at the net with these. This was an exciting doubles match, guys. It wasn't the two guys at the baseline. A lot of old school stuff going on out here, Steve. And you know how I feel about that. That sealed it in the match tiebreak. Didn't have to save any match points and squeaked it out in the third.
Paul, you think we got our hot shot out of that?
Somewhere. Well, I don't know. We'll have to talk to Mark Huska and the powers that be.
That was a great highlight. Gonzalez, Roger Vasselin, waiting for their opponent. But three of the four semifinal spots up for grabs. How about Nico Mahut teaming up with Austin Krajicek here in Miami? What's trending on social media? Another update. We love getting updates from BB. Bianca Andreescu tweeting, results show that I have torn two ligaments in my left ankle. Tough to say how long it'll take, but it could have been much worse. So that sounds like positive news, Chanda.
It does. It was tough to tell. We can watch this again, and it's just hard to see exactly what she did. It seemed like a normal step, but the pain that she was expressing there, you just never know how bad it is or how bad it will be. So hopefully for her, those ligaments can heal very quickly, but that ankle can be tricky, especially when you have tears.
Yep, we don't know how severe the tears are. We saw and heard her in that those few moments. It was horrible. But then yesterday, a little bit of a lighthearted tweet, and today some positive news. So let's hope it's a minor tear and that she will be back quickly. She's had a rough go of it with the injuries.
Yeah, and she said she'll keep us updated. So keep tweeting, BB. Let us know when you are coming back. How about the Davis Cup for the United States? They are headed to Croatia, taking on Croatia, the Netherlands, and Finland. This group, they will be captained by their new man, Bob Bryan, who caught up with Prakash.
Do I have to call you Captain Bryan now as opposed to Bobby? I mean, we've been calling you Bobby for so long, Mr. Bob Bryan.
Man, it's good to be here. It's nice to see the rain, actually. I live down the street. My grass is getting brown. So I'm enjoying this moisture. But, yeah, I'm pumped to be captain of the U.S. Davis Cup team. You know, obviously played many times under some great captains.
Yeah.
Patrick McEnroe for 10 years and then Captain Currier. So many great memories from my time doing that. And this has got my juices flowing, man. I'm looking forward to representing the country, but helping the guys get their goal of bringing back the cup.
Yeah, holds the flag, holds the umbrella. That man does it all.
That's great. I mean, these guys are in good hands. Bob Bryan has been a stalwart for U.S. Davis Cup for so many years. He has so much passion and know-how about the whole game and this format as well. So good opportunity. Tough group, but it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a treat when you get to not only play for your country, but then be able to captain a team. They have such good team spirit, and Bob, certainly we expect him to bring a little bit of that as well to the group. And, you know, hopefully everybody plays that can play and that they're healthy and they can bring home another trophy.
Another Davis Cup.
Yeah.
Last time they won, 2007, Bryan brothers were a part of that roster. Here is your Conrad Hotels and Resorts tournament summary. Mother Nature once again disrupting the schedule. Two singles matches canceled. We had some doubles matches. Coco Gauff, Jesse Pegula, their match was canceled today. Sorana Cristea, the big shocker of the day, taking out Aryna Sabalenka. Biggest win by ranking of her career. And Jannik Sinner hasn't dropped a set. We are back with the hot shot and more after this. Welcome back. It's that time. Hot shot of the day, as predicted, Paul.
I mean, wait a second, guys. Didn't we just do this? Didn't I just talk? Can we work a little harder in the control room, guys? Really?
It's even crazier the second and third time.
I know. It's a great effort. But look, I've seen Chanda Rubin do that in high heels, guys. So
no, you were dreaming.
I'm telling you what.
You definitely didn't see that.
You should see Chanda do that.
That was amazing.
That was a fun one.
Around the post, and just at the last minute kind of snuck it in there. These were the quarterfinals canceled on Wednesday to be played on Thursday. Ekaterina Alexandrova and Petra Kvitova, and of course Carlos Alcaraz, Taylor Fritz. Looking forward to both of these matches and these as well. One women's semifinal, Rybakina Pegula, plus a couple more men's quarterfinals. Our guy Chris Eubanks taking on Daniil Medvedev, Francisco Cerúndolo, and Corinne Khachanov. For a preview of it all, let's head back to Miami with Danny and Prakash.
All right, Steve, back at the Tennis Channel Cadillac desk. Being a big-time semifinal between the Indian Wells champ, Elena Rybakina, and the American, Jesse Pegula. Who do you give the edge to in this one?
Well, the odds makers are probably going to favor the Wimby champ, just given the form that she's been in. But the way Jessie's been fighting through, being able to scrape through that last one against Potapova, I just think it's her time. I think she's going to get over the hump with Rybakina right now. She's 2-0 against her. She won in a third set breaker in Guadalajara at the end of last year. And I just think she's using the pace well. She's attacking when she needs to. So if Rybakina doesn't serve absolutely massive, I like the American to come through.
Hopefully we get a dry Thursday of action here in Miami so we can watch some great tennis on display.
From your mouth to the Lord's ears.
That's right.
We want action. That's what we want. They talked about Jesse Pegula in this match against Elena Rybakina. She beat Rybakina before Rybakina was a major champion, but also took her out when she was a major champion. So what's going to be the key in this match?
Yeah, that last win, she had to battle. Rybakina was up and had opportunities to take that match. And just like we saw in her previous match, Jesse Pegula just does not stop fighting, doesn't let go of the belief. And I think that's going to help her in this match as well. I think the conditions suit her. I think just that little extra quickness, you know, she has no problems handling the humidity. She trains a lot in that area. It's from that area. So I think there's a lot of things that will be in her favor in spite of how well and how big Rybakina has been hitting the ball. How well will Rybakina serve? That's going to be a question. Can Pegula kind of match her in that department? I think that will be key as well.
You think, will Jesse feel like she's playing with house money because she escaped the last one? Can she swing more freely? Is that a help or a hindrance?
I mean, she should always be swinging freely, though.
I like it, Chandler. I'm just clear and to the point.
She had the day off, time to recuperate. She tweeted that photo, POV, 2 a.m. Could, you know, got a cramp, just brushing her hair out. Ouch. The hair should be good to go. She should be good to go. It's going to be a fantastic match.
You can't say hair and look at me. I mean, it's just...
Okay. How about Chanda's avatar? Thanks for watching TC Live. More Miami action coming up now.